Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And, Mike, we have a lot to talk about this week. The clocks went back. We are now getting cooler, and the days are shorter. And so it's kind of nice to be in that situation again. My favorite time of the year, I think. Had some special birthdays this week. My son Daniel and my grandson Julian share the same birthday. And we were over at a place called Dave and Buster's the other night. And we had a great time with the kids playing all the games. So that was a terrific experience for us to have. You might be interested, you Angel fans. We have a new manager in Anaheim. We have Ron Washington, who was also a former Dodger that I've known for many years. And I'm sure that he's going to have his direct phone line linked up to Mike Socha to see what goes on over in Anaheim.
I was just about to say, we had the great Mike Socha on last week, and Ron Washington seems like an old school kind of guy. I'm sure he uses analytics, but probably not to the degree that some of these younger managers do.
Well, I'm pretty sure, since he is definitely old school, and when you follow Bruce Bochy and Mike Socha and Dusty Baker, these guys want to have their lineup the way that they want to have their lineup, so he's going to have more say-so. But as you heard last week from the man himself, Mike Socha, saying that the front office writes the lineup.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting year to see where not only he fits in, but the fate of Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah,
well.
I was going to ask you, do you think that this helps or hinders the Angels' ability to keep him?
Don't really know. Highest bidder, sometimes wins. And we have a lot of important college basketball games on tap this weekend, too. The big one is Utah-Washington, followed by USC-Oregon. And USC lost their defensive coordinator, which probably should have happened earlier, according to the statistics. Mississippi-Georgia, we have Michigan and Penn State, a big 10, big game. And Washington State, trying to recover from losing five in a row, has Colorado the following weekend, and I gotta bet my Cougars must win this game. It's going to be disastrous if they don't win this.
I mean, they started the season 4-0, beat two ranked teams, and then I don't know what happened.
I don't either, and it's like almost like, did you guys just take the kids off the intramural team and put them out there? Unfortunately, I hope it turns around. But we're going to have a very special guest and friend coming up with us after this break message. Bill Schumard, who is the president emeritus of the Special Olympics in Southern California. Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF. Or visit us at BFFFinancial.com. Geico.com.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Ron Say, and I would like to make a special announcement for something I'm absolutely thrilled about, which is the official launch of my website that is available as of today. You can listen to episodes of our podcast, subscribe to our podcast, sign up for our newsletter, shop our online store, view up-and-coming events, book events, sponsor and advertise on our show, and more. Just go to theronsayshow.com. That's theronsayshow.com, and we'll see you there.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we are back after the break with We'll See About That. Ron Say again here with Mike Gary and my special guest, Bill Schumard, will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code, Ron Say, when checking out at melissas.com. My friend, Bill Schumard, we go back about 48 years, and that is 1975. And Bill, you have had quite a resume. And why don't you take us through the timeline after you graduated in journalism from Cal State Long Beach and the different steps that you took to eventually get to where you are?
Well, thanks, Ron. And first, let me say what an honor it is to be with you and to have that friendship that's lasted almost a half century. My gosh, where does the time go? But I started out, Ron, as you would remember, as a good college athlete at Washington State. You would remember the sports information department. And I started out as a student assistant when I was an undergrad at Long Beach State. And I was fortunate enough to get the job right after I graduated. So I was in the game and working in an athletic department at Long Beach State, trying to become a major college Division I program. Worked there for a year, moved to Cal State LA for 2 years, right up the freeway. And then Fred Clair of the Los Angeles Dodgers called. I had really no interest in going into the front office in Major League Baseball. My career goal was to be ultimately an athletic director. But when the Dodgers call, you certainly pay attention. And I did. And I chose to go there at the ripe old age of, I think, 24 or 25. in fact, Steve Brenner was, I think, a year younger than me. And I think we were the youngest two PR guys in the National League at that time. So you talk about a couple of green rookies. And I call the 13 years with the Dodgers my doctoral degree in how to do things right, because as Ron, you have said too, that had a tremendous impact on the rest of my career and my life. But always wanting to get into college athletics, it was time to leave just prior to the 1988 season, when ironically they were world champions. So that's, I missed out on all that, but I had the opportunity to move to USC for 3 years and learn fundraising. And worked for a tremendous athletic director, Dr. Mike McGee. And of course, Rod Dedeaux was still alive at that time.
Right.
Tough transition for me because I didn't know how anybody could survive after working for the Dodgers, but it worked out pretty well. Got my first athletic director job at Cal State Fullerton, was there for 3 years, and then was fortunate enough to move back to my alma mater and be director of athletics at my alma mater for 10 years. And then, as we know, head coaches and athletic directors and general managers are usually hired to be fired. And I kept that job for 10 years and left on my own accord to become the president and CEO of Special Olympics Southern California, which was the job that I handled for almost the last two decades of my career. So that's basically the last 50 years, Ron, in a nutshell.
Well, let's go back to your involvement with the Dodgers. You had mentioned to me that this was a very, very important part of your life, very instrumental in how you kind of carved the rest of this out. You want to elaborate on that?
Sure, absolutely. You as a player, Ron, came up through the Dodger organization, heard chapter and verse about the Dodger way to play baseball. There was also a Dodger way to conduct business, and the O'Malleys thrived on that. I think Fred Clare, who was my boss and still my mentor, Fred knew how to run the Dodger organization per the O'Malley's instructions, per their philosophy. And I remember, Ron, at one point in time when you and I were both there, we were listed as one of the top 100 companies in America, a baseball team, one of the top 100 companies in America. And the Wall Street Journal, Forbes magazine, Business Week, they would all send reporters, not sports reporters, business reporters, to interview Fred. How in the world does a baseball team make the list of 100 top companies? And Fred would say, we have a secret formula. Would you like me to share it with you? Yeah, I want to hear all about it. Come to work early. Stay till the job is done. Return every telephone call within the hour. Return every piece of mail. Now, remember, Ron, this was snail mail. Return right. every piece of mail within 24 business hours. When you make a mistake, own it. Treat everyone in the organization, from the clubhouse person and the switchboard operator to the owner of the ball club, treat them with the dignity and the respect that they deserve. And pretty soon the reporter would go, come on, Fred, that's kindergarten stuff. Give me the magic bullet. Give me the magic formula. And Fred said, that is the magic formula. And if you get everyone in the organization following these principles and make them best practices in their careers and in their lives, an organization can go from good to great. And you can imagine, Ron, at my age, my mid to late 20s and then into my 30s, that stuff for a while used to drive me nuts. I mean, it was because the Dodgers were fanatic about those things. But once I began to get it and see how it paid off, it became part of my life. And I took that with me wherever I went. And I can tell you that it paid off in very big ways in my career, in a number of ways. And in fact, it's Special Olympics. I mean, turning into seven-figure deals that benefited some athletes that were very deserving to get it. So the Dodgers had a tremendous influence on not only my career, my life.
Well, I think, you know, that might have been the Bible that, that Fred handed down to you, because I agree wholeheartedly. I think simplicity actually is the best way to go in a lot of that. And, it sounds like, oh, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. Well, it would have been much easier if you were doing that today, wouldn't it, Bill? Because you would have had email and you would have had a lot of help being able to get back that mail. And I just think that the O'Malley. I think they had a really good foundation, and they had really good people. And of course, you know that they brought the whole crew from Brooklyn when they came through. So they had a real good foundation, and the O'Malley family took care of those people. much of the likes that does not exist today. It's total corporate America, and you know what that leads to. But it's a, it's a much different ball game, and you know, I remember the times that you did, you know, the O'Malley's reaching out in Vero Beach in particular for spring training. All the families were there, all the kids were there. It felt great. It was great. We performed. We put people in the stands. We were the first team that drew 3 million people. This is well ahead of Fernando and the rest of it. We've already experienced that. And of course, any you know, major pitcher that you have you know, on your staff, a Koufax, a Drysdale, a Hershiser, a Fernando, a Verlander, a Scherzer, you name it, they're going to bring more people in on that night. But the foundation was already there. And we also led the attendance on the road as well. So we pretty much did that across the board. And I feel very good and confident about saying they live in the house that we built.
Great, great way to put it, Ron. And you guys worked with us so very well because we were always in your ear about doing something to help build attendance, to help promote the brand, to promote the ball club. And as a result, some of you, including you, Ron, became personalities in your own right. I never forget your song, playing the third base bag.
Yeah, that was number one in Vero Beach every spring.
And stick around for segment five for that,
We'll play that.
But I know how hard we worked. We had a formula to get to that 3 million, and you guys used to rag on us and tease us all the time. What more do you want us to do? And we said, the only thing we want you to do
Saturday
is keep winning in September, because we got a formula to keep 40,000 plus in this stadium up until Labor Day. And then football season starts and school comes back into session. And if you guys are winning and we're in the race, people will still keep coming.
Okay, we're going to be right back with Bill Schubart right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. And we have returned with Bill Schumard. Bill, I want to personally hold you responsible for Sunday Autograph Day. The only person that was exempt from going down and being in the stadium at some point in for a half an hour, I believe, was the starting pitcher. And I will say this, though. We had a very, very friendly group of guys, and we followed the footsteps of the foundation that was laid before us, and we came into the clubhouse, and we had four dozen balls every single day in the middle of the clubhouse that had to be signed for public relations or the front office or whatever, and we did it. And it was just a way of life back then, of how we did it. And we all enjoyed it. We all benefited from it. You know, we had a great fan base that gave us the opportunity to go over 3 million, and we gave them four World Series in 10 years and a World Championship and something to holler about for a long time.
You're exactly right, Ron. You guys really bought into the fact we worked so closely together, the front office, and the ball club, the players, in understanding what the goal was, because you guys knew how important it was to play in front of a great crowd virtually every night of the home season, and you guys were so instrumental in promoting the ball club. It was and just like you know, Ron, that stays with you for the rest of your life. I mean, look what you're doing now.
Well, I didn't envision at 75 that I would be writing a book and doing a podcast. It kind of came out of the blue. Since we're talking about this, I want you to make sure that you visit my website at theronsayshow.com. The book and everything. Absolutely. I'm getting applause in here because I usually don't do it at this point in time. Promote the book and promote the website. You know, I waited 8 months for this website to get up, and now it's been there for about 2, maybe 3 weeks. So please visit theronsayshow.com. It'll give you a lot of insight as to what we're doing out there. So sorry about that commercial break for a moment. But now back to Bill Schumard. And, Bill, I want to, you know, you jumped around. You had a great experience, a 13-year difference in when you went back to doing your stuff with the universities. How did that eventually get to the Special Olympics?
I talk to a lot of young people and teach classes at the graduate level in sport management, and I tell them all, Ron, the importance of building your network, the importance of aligning yourself with people with similar values, similar priorities, similar interests. I have a great network now, and some pretty prominent people. We weren't always that prominent. We started at the bottom, and we worked our way up. I say that because when I went to USC, and that came about because of my network and people who got me in touch with the right people and got me just the right opportunity. I could only play that Dodger card once. I could only leave one of the top 100 companies once, and I wanted to stay in sports, preferably college sports. I had the opportunity to go to USC. But when I was at USC, I met a guy, Patrick McClanahan, who did a lot of work with the university in the media. And we became friends and colleagues and stayed in touch. And lo and behold, many years later, almost two decades worth, when I was athletic director at Long Beach State, I got a call one day saying that the Special Olympics was looking to look for a new home, a new venue for the biggest event of the year, Summer Games, which is Special Olympics Southern California's weekend-long event every June, 1,500 athletes, 10,000 people. And it was at UCLA, Ron, for 25 years. But that relationship was souring, and they were looking for a new home. And I was just named athletic director at Long Beach State. So my colleague that I had met at USC, Patrick McClanahan, called me and he said, Bill, I've just become chairman of the board for Special Olympics because I have a special needs daughter. And I thought of you because we're going to have to look for a new home. And so before I knew it, here comes Patrick and the late, great Rafer Johnson,
right,
who was a great leader in our movement. They come walking into the mayor of Long Beach's office for a big sit-down meeting about what it would look like to bring this event there. And at some point, I handed over a cost sheet of what it would cost to bring them to our campus, since I was the athletic director and the keeper of the facilities, if you will. And they called back a month later and they said, we're coming next year.
Wow.
And so they moved to Long Beach State from UCLA right around 2000. And a few years later, Patrick called again and he said, you need to come and be the CEO here. We've been through three CEOs in 6 years. It's a revolving door. And I said, Patrick, I know nothing about how to run a charity. I'm a sports guy. And he said, Bill, that's my exact point. He said, people come in here and try to run it like a charity. You know, because of your Dodger background, you know how to run a first-rate sports organization. I want our athletes treated like they're part of a first-rate sports organization. They need first-class competitive and training opportunities, just like any elite college athlete, just like any professional athlete. I want us to be recognized as a great sports organization in Southern California. So I prayed about it. I talked to my network, the guys I trusted a lot, and Ron, everybody said the same thing. You need to go. And I did. I left what I thought was going to be the best and last job of my career, athletic director at my alma mater, and went to work for Special Olympics and got an even better job and found out firsthand what sports means to all people, Ron, not just professionals, not just collegiate athletes, but people, people who are the least of these, if you will, people that are maybe the last underrepresented segment in society, the people with intellectual disabilities. And they need to be treated in a first-rate manner. And when they're treated that way, it's amazing the joy and the courage and the gratitude that you see. So I hope I answered that question.
You did very well. It's incredible that you got that kind of support. Wonderful. You know, you never know what's around the corner. You know, you're kind of just like me. I didn't think I'd be in this position, nor did you. You know, let's go back a little bit about the start of the Special Olympics. It got started in 1968, and the first one ever held was in Chicago Soldier Field. They had 1,000 athletes. And the godmother of Special Olympics, Eunice Kennedy Shriver,
yeah. Yeah.
And the international board that is run by Tim Shriver,
right.
Lots of big names that are philanthropical people. And that number of athletes today has grown to 6 million worldwide. Isn't that incredible to think that you could be from 1,000 to 6 million? Wow.
Amazing.
Somebody's doing a good job.
You mentioned Eunice, and of course, she was one of 10 Kennedy children, along with JFK, along with Bobby, along with Teddy. There was Eunice and another sister named Rosemary, Ron. Rosemary was the one with intellectual disabilities, and Eunice. Eunice was very upset and disappointed with the way people like Rosemary were treated in society. And so she had this simply brilliant idea of teaching people with intellectual disabilities the value of sports, learning how to be a good teammate, learning how to win, learning how to lose, learning how to communicate, learning how to belong, learning how to work. You know, the Special Olympics athlete, Ron, is twice as likely to have a job than the typical person with intellectual disabilities in society. You mentioned Tim Shriver. Tim's sister is Maria Shriver.
Correct.
Who of course lives out here, who's very involved. And I don't see Tim and Maria much anymore, but I used to love to tease them because I said, okay, your mom was Eunice. Her husband, your dad, was Sergeant Shriver. He started the Peace Corps. How was the dinner table, guys? Can you tell me, you know, mom starts Special Olympics, dad starts the Peace Corps. How was your day, kids? What did you do to change the world?
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, for sure. You have a motto and you have a logo. And the motto is, let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.
Yeah, that was Eunice's. She came up with that and used that in Chicago. Every athlete has committed that that athlete oath to heart, and it's very inspirational. It's used a lot. The athletes really believe it. When I know I'm not being recorded, I love to tease the athletes, Ron, because and this is all in jest, of course. But I say, you know, it's okay to be. To be brave in the attempt, but we all like bling, and we all know that the food tastes better, the girls and boys look better, and life is much sweeter when we win. And they all laugh and they joke, but it's true. Everybody in Special Olympics.
Winning matters. Mike, you wanted to jump in there for a second.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just wanted to say, you know, not only, you know, 1,000 athletes and now over, you know, multi-millions, but also, I mean, Bill's success here in Southern California when he was leading the Southern California Special Olympics went from about 3,000 to 15,000 athletes just here in California. So it's an amazing job you did.
And a lot of money raised. You know, you also help Cal State Long Beach with the pyramid with all the money that you made there, too. So you've got quite a legacy going on here, Bill, but we're going to continue talking about Special Olympics. I wanted to mention that the Special Olympics strives to create a better world by fostering the acceptance and inclusion of all people. We'll be right back after this with Bill Schumard and the Special Olympics right after this.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the Holla Deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples Holla Deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone. Grand slammer.
2-2 to Say. It's a high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
The fans.
And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, 1988. I remember this one well. Dodger hurler Oral Hershiser, who went 23-8 with a 2.26 ERA, becomes the ninth pitcher in National League history to win the Cy Young Award unanimously, when he receives all 24 first-place votes from the sports writers. The 29-year-old right-hander, known as the Bulldog, to his teammates, became the only player to win the Cy Young Award, the NLCS MVP, and the World Series MVP Award in the same season.
And that's pretty impressive. I remember the things they used to throw about out about Don Newcomb as well, when he was, I think, Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young Award winner, and did multiple things. Great accomplishment.
I had the opportunity to meet Oral about a year ago, and he couldn't have been nicer.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, we're back with Bill Schumard, and more about the Special Olympics. And Bill, you have a number of athletes that have, you know, kind of surprisingly popped up under the Special Olympics. Nadia Comaneci and probably Loretta Claiborne are probably maybe your two best known athletes that participated.
Yeah, very big names there. In fact, Loretta actually has intellectual disabilities herself. Correct. And she has become such an eloquent ambassador and speaker on behalf of our movement. We brought her out here and utilized her a lot in 2015 when we were the host program for the largest sporting event in America, in the world that year. Correct. The Special Olympics World Summer Games.
Correct.
And Loretta spent a lot of time with us, as did Nadia and her husband, Bart Connor.
Correct.
Who was also a great gymnast, Olympic gymnast in his own right. And then, of course, the late, great Rafer Johnson. I have met very few better human beings in life than Rafer Johnson.
Yeah, I've had a chance to rub elbows with Rafer over the years. Very special individual, no question. And I'm glad that he was able to support the Special Olympics in the way that he did. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the logo. You got five colors. You want to talk a little bit about that? Who owns them and what it's about?
Well, boy, Ron, you threw me a curve there.
Okay, let's start with this then. Here's the.
I haven't read about that in a long time. Maybe you can tell me more.
Okay, red is America, blue is Europe, yellow is Asia, black is Africa, and green is Australia. And of course, why five, not seven?
There you go. I can't tell you that, but all I know is that's a pretty good worldwide representation right there with those colors. I do know that the figures of human beings, if you will, are in a circle holding hands and looking up, and that has a lot to do with the hope that Special Olympics brings them. So man, you threw me a curve there. So
okay.
I'm all ears. You can tell me a lot more about that.
You've hit curveballs.
It's been a while since I looked at that.
It's hard to have a lot of events played in Antarctica. So,
that's correct. You know, that's the only one that's not involved. Incredible. The participation age starts at 8 years old.
Yes.
And there are some other limitations, too. There's certain degrees of autism that fit into that. Can you help us understand that a little bit?
Sure. And in fact, we do welcome athletes with autism. They are very well received and actually thrive in our program. And we're very grateful for that. But we start the athletes at 8 years old. But we have a program before that, Ron, 5 to 7 year olds. We call it the Young Athletes Program. And that's where we take them through training exercises and other skill building exercises and drills to prepare them for when they're 8 and they can get into Special Olympics. And we always like to say that we go 8 to 80, because when you come out to Special Olympics and you look at sports like bowling and bocce, which are specially provided in Special Olympics for our older and less mobile athletes, they get out there and they compete just as well in bowling and the Italian lawn bowling, bocce, well into their 60s and 70s. So I like to say that Special Olympics becomes a lifelong activity, not just a sporting activity for our athletes, but really a social activity too, because lifelong friendships are made in Special Olympics, and our athletes truly look forward to the chance to compete and train together. And I'll also put in a plug, you guys referred earlier to the growth under my tenure as CEO. A lot of that came because we were able to get into the schools and start Unified Sports. And Unified Sports on a high school campus is where the special needs student, a lot of them are athletes, compete on the same team with another member of the student body. That might be the high school quarterback or the homecoming queen or the head cheerleader, or maybe it's the math or the drafting nerd, somebody who wants to play sports and do something fun with someone with intellectual disabilities. They call that Unified Sports, Ron, and we were able to add 30,000 athletes through Unified Sports over the last 10 years just here in Southern California. And the thing that made me the most proud is that I was a very average athlete, but I got a varsity letter and I got a jacket, and I knew what that meant in that day. That meant that I belonged. We got the CIF here in California to begin awarding letters to Unified Sports athletes. So in a high school now in California, you can letter varsity, you can letter JV, and you can letter Unified. That means that our athletes are walking around campus in a letterman jacket if they want to own one. I know what that meant to me, Ron. That meant I belonged. Think of what it means to those young people.
That's you give me chills hearing about that, Bill, because we in my football team in high school, we did have a special needs kid on the team. He was a running back and he was dominant. No one hit harder than this kid. And back then, those letterman jackets were quite expensive, a couple $100s. And I remember the entire team chipped in and we purchased the letterman jacket for this our teammate, and giving that letterman jacket to that student at an awards dinner was one of the highlights of my young life. And speaking of awards, we have coming up in a couple months in February 29th, 2024. It's the Bill Schumard Hall of Fame Awards. It's taking place at the Marconi Automotive Museum. It celebrates the achievements of SOCS athletes, volunteers, and supporters. Tickets are available at sosc.org/LETRHOF. And can you tell us a little bit about the Bill Schumard Hall of Fame Awards?
Sure. First of all, Ron would know exactly what I meant when I said I didn't even hit over the Mendoza line in Little. The Mendoza line was what, 220, 225?
No, it was 220, and we have many players below the Mendoza line today.
I was a career backup quarterback in high school and junior college. I was a very mediocre athlete, so to have any Hall of Fame named after me is that's a bucket lister, guys. But Special Olympics and law enforcement have a magical relationship. As we know, law enforcement have very difficult jobs, especially in today's culture. Our athletes bring them a lot of joy and a lot of pleasure and a lot of satisfaction. Law enforcement raises a lot of money and a lot of awareness through the law enforcement torch run for our athletes. Under my tutelage, during my tenure as CEO, we grew our law enforcement program here in Southern California to be one of the international elite programs, earning over $1 million, well over $1 million each year. So it was a great relationship. And so when I was going to step down, they were talking about all these leadership awards, everything they want to do. I said, I'll do one thing. It's nice of you to say, but this isn't going to be a victory tour. I'll do one thing. You tell me what that one thing is, and we'll do that and have done with it. Law enforcement came to me right away, and they said, we want to start a local branch of the International Hall of Fame, name it for you, and make you the first inductee. And to say that's
well done.
A huge, huge honor. Thank you.
Yes, no question. You know, yeah. I was getting back to your reminiscing about the Letterman's jacket. You know, there were certain days that there was, you know, Letterman's jacket day, you know, and it gave you a special thrill to wear that jacket. And you did belong, and it made you stand out, and people recognized it, and people got credit for things that they wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah, I went on game day. Well, on Friday on game day, when the whole team would wear it. It was always a really good
bond. Nothing like wearing that on game day.
Yeah, especially. And especially for these underprivileged kids, you know, that have now an opportunity to compete. Just think of all the good that you helped put together, Bill. I mean, all these kids that would not have had an outlet beforehand. You know, I have a good friend, his name is Brad Nelson, and his wife Natasha, who are actively involved in the Special Olympics, and I think he is a basketball coach. And of course, you have 30 plus Olympic style events that you can pick from. Soccer is number one. And
it's also
the world game. Isn't that amazing? But
it really is. And of course, I'm a big football fan, especially college football. And so my joke to the staff is, hey, send me, if I'm having trouble sleeping, send me to that soccer game. I'll fall right asleep and just wake me up when somebody scores.
I think most Americans felt that way for a long time. But now I think I've kind of moved into being a soccer fan as well. Because
it's
I appreciate
a great sport.
Yes, it
it's
certainly
great,
is.
And it's terrific for our athletes.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I can tell you that from what I've seen from these young athletes, regardless of age, the Special Olympic athletes are gung-ho. And they are after it, and they want that medal, they want that ribbon, they want that, they want to be number one. And the effort that they give, the heartbreak that they suffer when they lose, is much like any other athlete. And I'm glad, so glad that you spent 20 years of your life plus making these kind of kids feel special. Yeah,
thanks, Ron. Special. It's been a true honor, and it all goes back to the O'Malley's. I mean, I ended up spending 8 of my 13 years there building that community services department. And as a result, I was the point guy in the community for the Dodger organization. And boy, when we showed up, people knew the Dodgers were there and they were grateful. And I always say to myself, don't screw this up, Bill. You're representing a great brand and the O'Malley family. And the O'Malley family was very strategic and very, very generous. And we did some great things in the community, not because of me in that department, but because of the O'Malley's philosophy. So I learned the value of public service from that end of it with the Dodgers, which when I went into the job with Special Olympics, I was really more prepared because basically what I learned with the Dodgers.
No question about it, Bill. And Bill, we're winding down now, and I want to just say congratulations on all your achievements. Have a wonderful day at your celebration for your honoring next February. You have been a tremendous asset, not only to the other universities that you were involved with, but your incredible contribution to Special Olympics. And I want to thank you so much for being our guest, Bill, and thanks for being on our show.
You're very kind, and back at you. You've had a tremendous career and tremendous life, and you and Fran have raised a great family. So congratulations, and God bless you guys.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Schumard, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And once again, thank you so much to Bill Shumard for coming on. And he's just a tremendous human being. And if you want to donate to the Special Olympics, they'll take any sort of donation, large or small. It's support.specialolympics.org. It's support.specialolympics.org.
Well, now we are about to close up our final segment, and you have a busy weekend planned. I've got a couple soccer games. I got football games, especially college games. Got to watch those. That's where my heart lies. Pro football, so-so. You know, my 49ers are just, you know, not together, in sync right now. I hope they get it back. And Seattle got crushed.
Yeah, they got beat down. Yeah,
Baltimore looks like
good.
The best team.
Yeah,
right,
Baltimore. Jeremy Dayton, one of our engineers here, he's from Baltimore, big Baltimore fan, and he is a one happy fellow this week.
Oh yeah, I'm no question about it. They are peaking. And the Los Angeles Dodgers announced that Clayton Kershaw had shoulder surgery last week. Kind of interesting how that takes place, isn't it?
I mean, now I feel a little bit bad because I had some not nice things to say about Mr. Kershaw after that first round exit, and it definitely seems now that he was injured, and so I think he deserves kudos for trying to play through that.
Yeah, well, my opinion varies a little bit. Why, if he's hurt, why was he pitching?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, can we have some transparency, please? There's no way in the world that if he is hurt at that point in time that he should be pitching.
What's especially galling too is he's a free agent.
Yeah.
And so was he pitching hurt for a new contract?
Well, you know, there's no timeline on his return. He does not have a contract, yet they said that they would do everything they could to re-sign him, although he's probably not going to be due back until middle of the season. So I'm not real thrilled about all of that.
He's also 35 years old.
Yeah, yeah. And, Aaron Rodgers. He's making a remarkable recovery. At least that's what they're calling it, from
Achilles
tendon surgery, yeah, which I have experienced. And I can guarantee you, I don't care what kind of miracle drugs you're taking, you're not going to be playing in less than 6 months. And I'd really kind of like to find out these other conspiracy theories, which these guys are now throwing around. Did he actually tear his Achilles tendon?
Oh.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. So anyway, when the LeBron Lakers got crushed the other night, and who do they interview right after the game? Not the coach, LeBron. All right? I don't get it, but that's the way it is here. Please join us next week with We'll See You About That. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.